T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All righty, we got Mr. Jack Fritz. He's in today for Seltzer. Jack, rounding up the best of the best questions that have come in on social media. Mr. Fritz, what are people asking for today?
Well, I mean, people are just dying to know. What did you guys think of the Game of Thrones finale?
So we touched briefly on it, but to elaborate more, I'm sure people have seen it by now. I would just say I was very disappointed. Not somewhat disappointed. I was very disappointed. I just thought it was weak. I thought it was a bad ending. I recognize ending a show is not the easiest thing because, you know, you either make it all nice and neat and with a bow on top of it, or you disappoint fans or you tick people off. It's not easy to do well. I thought they did a very poor job. I thought Jon Snow got done wrong. I thought Bran being the guy that is on the Iron Throne was ridiculous. There's so much about the episode I don't understand because I thought it was stupid. But John,
well, there
go
was
ahead.
A lot by the end of the season that it just felt like they were closing certain storylines just because they had to, because they ran out of time. Right. And this show, you know, the one thing, Joe, you brought it up. The one thing that I feel good about is that the Starks ended up, you know, doing okay.
Pretty much winning.
Yeah, like that felt right. But everything else, it was very obvious that George R.R. Martin was no longer, you know, a part of the decision-making process,
right,
and the show suffered for it.
I mean, they rushed everything. They didn't even show anybody's reaction to Daenerys being killed, so you don't even see the reaction. Jon really did it. It was a righteous kill, right, because he's basically trying to avoid Mad Queen for the next 20 years. So it's a righteous kill, yet he kind of gets banished because of it. I mean, how did the Grey Worm guy have all that power? I mean, the whole thing made no sense. Like, what?
Grey Worm, the Unsullied were the only ones who wanted Jon Snow to be banished, and then they left for a distant island so that it didn't matter anyway that he was banished.
What are they going to say?
And his brother Bran's the one who, you know, like, carries out the banishment. And then I don't even know if he was banished. I think he just went beyond the wall. The one thing that's cool is, like, when you see him walking beyond the wall, you can see the growth up through the snow. Remember? You could see a little plant growing up.
Oh, I didn't see that.
So winter was ending. Like, that was cool. And I guess Jon was going to start a new life. He wasn't really banished, but I don't know.
I mean,
I don't know. John, I want to know.
He was sent back to the Night Watch to watch what?
Right.
What is there to watch?
Well, that's the thing. He sent him to the Night Watch, and then he just walked past it and just kept going with Tormund, which was cool.
Yeah. He's too talented for the Night Watch.
Yeah,
way,
he is.
Way.
A lot like Nick Pavetta in AAA.
All right. What do you got, Fritz? What else?
Ooh.
From Bleeding Green 36 on Twitter, for both of you, if there was a sitcom about your life, who would you want to play you?
Myself. Yeah.
You think you're that good?
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, if someone's going to make a buck off me, let's let it be, you know, me. No, you want an answer other than me? I guess Redford. Yeah. Go with an early Redford.
Robert Redford?
Wow. Yeah, we'll go with Redford, sure.
That's just idiotic.
Yeah, I go Robert Redford.
We've had people bring up Tormund. I just brought up Tormund. Tormund Giants Bane. Whoever that guy is. I would love to have him play me. I'm obsessed with Tormund, and I think he'd do a great job.
All right.
From Norm, morning, guys. For all three of you, what's the worst movie you ever sat through?
Oh, no doubt about it. Dude, Where's My Car?
That was a good movie.
I hated it. I went and saw that in the theater. I think I was in, I guess I was in Berkeley, California at the time.
Okay.
And it was a pathetic movie. I have a very low bar when it comes to movies. Like, I like everything. That was one I nearly got up and walked out of. One of the few in my life. Yet I, you know, sucked it up and stayed. And I think I blocked most of it out. Like, I don't know what happened, if anything. It was just a pathetic movie.
I sat through Joe versus the Volcano, which is a bad movie. I'd probably seen it twice, actually, if I had really thought about it. Probably a movie called L.I.E. that I saw in a movie theater in New York around 2000. 2001. And it was, I don't remember much about it. I just remember it was depressing and terrible. It was an absolutely horrendous movie.
Well, my wife and I were both Jack and Jill. So I saw Jack and Jill with Adam Sandler. Had to watch the whole thing. It was pretty awful.
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
No, Fritz, I'm just trying to figure this out here. Did anybody ask you?
Well, the question from Norm said for all three of you, filling in for James Seltzer today. So
nice
need your answers very detailed. Yes. So I was making sure I had it all detailed.
Good job. I stand corrected.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right.
John on Twitter, what's a song that you love that you'd be embarrassed to be caught listening to in your car?
Ooh, that's an interesting question. A guilty pleasure for Richie.
I'll tell you what.
He'd roll the windows up.
There's a couple of them. Kelly Clarkson, Since You've Been Gone, is a powerful song that there's no way I would ever let anyone know that I liked and listened to. And remember that song from, man, I want to say this was like my senior year in high school. Remember that Informer? Remember the guy Snow? Like, I have no idea what the song was about.
Informer,
you know, send me snows out of blame. You know that one?
I don't. Like
you now. Anyway.
Not ringing a bell.
It was very catchy, and it's probably about something really dumb.
All right. Fritz, one more. What do you got?
Well, what's yours?
It was a question just for you. It wasn't for me.
No, the guy's name was John.
Yeah, it was John on Twitter.
Oh, I thought he was asking it to Richie. Oh, so a song that I'd be... No, I'm not embarrassed to listen to any song.
The Battle Hymn of the Republic?
Joe does have the Spice Girls on CD in his car.
John, tell me what you really, really want. And if you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friends. And I'm not ashamed of that at all. Fritz, one more question. What do you got?
All right, last one here from Tony.
Classics.
Is that really the line?
Yeah,
if you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friends?
Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Spice Girls.
I know you're a macho football guy during that time, but...
Well, I mean, I never really thought about it.
Well, that's what it is.
Okay.
So tell me what you want,
That's how they rolled.
Yeah, that's how they roll.
From Tony on Twitter, obviously Cole Irvin is not a Philly great, but if you could pick a matchup between two Philly greats, who would you want to have seen matched up?
I kind of wouldn't want it, honestly. But what would be a great matchup? Probably Embiid versus Wilt.
Yeah.
That's probably the one that would be the most fascinating. Two pitchers pitching against each other. Like, if Carlton's pitching against Robin Roberts, like, okay, you're going to have a low-scoring game, but they're not on the field at the same time. Wilt versus Embiid in the paint would be amazing. What, you just drown that music out? You just fade it out? Is that how we do it? And usually we say, we shut it down.
Wouldn't you love to see Markel Fultz versus Allen Iverson? Just see Allen abuse him.
That'd be something.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.